The latest report shows the number of cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. was at 10.7 million head on March 1st. That's 1% below March 1 of 2014. Placements in feedlots during February at 1.52 million head was 8% below last year, while marketings of fed cattle during February totaled 1.52 million. That's 2% below 2014.
Largely, the report was pretty close to what trade analysts were expecting. Maybe the placements were a tad lower, but still within the range of what a number of industry analysts were expecting.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum.
I think the report largely points to the fact that we are looking at a tighter supply of cattle, which everyone was sort of expecting. That shows up in the fact that we did see some lower placement numbers during the month.
And Shagum explains the lower year-to-year numbers for placements of cattle on feedlots last month and what that means for supply numbers.
What is sort of interesting is that we saw lower placements in most weight categories, with the exception of 800 pounds and above, which generally I think would be consistent with this idea that as you got into February and you'll be moving into March, cattle that were on small grain pastures, such as winter wheat, actually are coming off and moving to the feedlot. So that would explain the increase in the heavier weight cattle. And the fact that we're looking at lower numbers of most of the classes of lightweight cattle, 600 and less, 6 to 7 and 7 to 8, is indicative of the fact that we are just looking at tighter supplies of cattle that will be continuing to constrain the ability of feedlots to expand the number of cattle on feed during the year.
And that February marketing's number of 1.52 million head was the lowest since the series began back in 1996.